Back in November, writer Andrew Hiller spoke here on Metro Connection about D.C.'s lack of a culinary identity. Not that there was a shortage of great food around town, but that D.C. wasn't known for any specific entree. His piece inspired many of you to send emails telling us exactly what the district's defining dish should be. We'll tell you what meal was edging out all others in just a couple of minutes, but we'd like to hear some new suggestions. So as you listen, get some ideas ready. Once again, here's Andrew Hiller.
After living in Washington for over 30 years, I think it's time to address an issue that's been left to simmer for too long, a real meat and potatoes issue, an issue that speaks to the very soul of this city. Washington has no food. For years, people have said that Washington is a transitory place, a place without a soul or a heart, and I keep saying it's not true. Yet every time I sit in a restaurant, what do I see? Maine lobster, Maryland crab, Virginia ham, Kentucky fried chicken. Washington, D.C. is rudderless. We have no entree entry. We have no edible identity. We are adrift. You may think I'm exaggerating, but let's play some word association. Philadelphia, cheesesteak. New York, cheesecake. Wisconsin, cheese. Buffalo, wings. Washington, well, Washington is a blank. How is this possible? D.C. is not some second-class borough. We are a first-class city. We are an important city. And yet, even though we are the very core of the melting pot, we are no Big Apple. Other places have been crazy enough to develop multiple identities. Boston has its cream pies and its beans. Despite all its snow, Alaska is just baked and still has its king crabs. We got nothing. In the search for D.C.'s culinary soul, some things become obvious. If D.C.'s associated with any food, it's pork. Nothing leaves D.C. without a little pork added to it. But thanks to Congress, we are also heavily associated with waffles and hot air. Is that what D.C.'s all about? I do remember popcorn vendors hawking their products along the mall, or freeze-dried ice cream at the Air and Space Museum. And Ben's Chili might be a worthy candidate. Freedom Fries, maybe? Whatever it is, one day I'm going to be able to go into any restaurant in the country and order something D.C. style and have it mean something. Then again, maybe it's not so bad that we don't have any Georgia peaches or Texas barbecue. Maybe Washington, D.C.'s soul lies elsewhere. Still, wouldn't it be something to travel halfway around the world and say, I'll have it D.C. style? And have people nod knowingly?
Yum, 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 yum.
That's what I like. Yum, 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 yum.
Writer Andrew Hiller realizes saying D.C. has no food may be considered fighting words. We heard from many of you when this piece first ran back in November. If you'd like to nominate an entree to represent the city, give us a call with a pledge of support attached. We'll try to read some of your suggestions on the air and see if we can pick an official dish. The number is 202-885-8850. Once again, call with a pledge of support and a nomination for an entree to represent the city. The number 202-885-8850.
I take a little of this.
I take a little of that. And I mix it all up. Give a little to the cat.